Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited to be with you tonight, and we are just going to hang out for a little bit and talk about some things and that are going on in Hampton Roads. I look forward to spending the next, 10, 11 minutes with you. We're going to have a short show tonight on the third Thursdays of each month. I teach a finance class, and during that class, I get the awesome opportunity to talk to individuals about their finances, where they're going, how their lives have changed since they started. The fantastic thing about this program that I'm in the classroom with is a challenge that was brought to the city of Virginia Beach by our mayor, Will Sessoms. Now, this challenge was for individuals, and they were targeting 500 families in the city of Virginia Beach to start a savings plan, save $150, and then there would be a match to that $150 if they were able to attend all 10 classes and to work with their financial coaches. And this was all free for individuals. Now, you could live in any city, but the challenge was for the city of Virginia Beach. So we have had a fantastic 9-month session. We're going into the month of October, and we're going to be finished with that program. But a new program will be starting, and I will share more information with you as the weeks come by. Tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about your life and how it has played out, how it's designed, how it is affecting you and everything about you. I am so excited to tell my listeners that on yesterday I had a fabulous birthday, and I wanted to share with you all that know me who listen to the show. Thank you so much for all your support and for the phone calls and the wonderful gifts that I received, the text messages, the emails. It was just totally a fabulous and awesome day. So if this is your first time listening to Issues Concerning Women, I thank you so very much. And if you're a long-time listener, thank you as well. I could not do this show without you. So tonight we're just going to jump right in because we're short on time. But are you one of those people who just is dissatisfied with their life? Are you just running around day to day, not being able to function, not sure that what you're doing is okay, and not even sure if what you're doing is good enough for you? Are you the kind of person that wants to take risk, but then you're afraid and you don't do anything? Are you just sitting on the couch talking about the things that you want to do, but never ever pursuing anything that is going to make a difference in your life? What I have to share with you tonight about designing your life is that everything that you've done in your life has brought you to this point where you are right now. This has been a journey that you have embarked upon that was already orchestrated for you. You were just the person who needed to walk in it, and your steps had already been ordered. But just in case you have not explored the possibilities of your life and the things that you need to do, you're the person that I want to talk to tonight. I want you to think about your life just as it is right now. Think about your family, your career, your intimate relationships. Think about your finances. Think about your body, your spirituality. Think about the attitude that you have towards the world and even the attitude that you have towards yourself. Are you safe and stuck in your comfort zone, not wanting to move from where you are, afraid of failure, afraid to take that risk. If that is you, then you're the person that I want to talk to tonight. What you have to do is look at who you are, really just look at yourself. And sometimes we, when we're in the classroom, we take a mirror and we look at ourselves. And what do we really see? And I'm not talking about your physical appearance. I want you to really just look deep inside yourself and just identify who you are. What kind of life do you have? And is this a life that was ordained for you, or is this a life that you just kind of, you know, let it be ho-hum and you just kind of settled into it? What I'm asking you to do is to step out of your comfort zone. What I'm asking you to do is to look at who you are and make a conscious decision that you're going to change, that you want to definitely do something different. And what got me thinking about this was actually my birthday on yesterday. When I woke up in the morning, I felt fantastic. I mean, I was on top of the world. I was just so excited just to see another day. And I looked out the window, and I've shared this story with a few of my colleagues and some of my friends, and I saw my neighbor jogging down the street. And it was early in the morning, just before dawn. The sun had not risen yet. And he's a little younger than I am, and I looked at him, and I was cheering him on. And the song that came to mind was the Rocky song, the one where he's running up the steps. And, you know, I started to, you know, cheer him as he was approaching. He was getting closer to home. But I wanted to cheer for him, and not just for him, but for myself too, because we have accomplished so much in our lives in this short time that we've been here on this earth. For many of us, we've walked in the path that was ordained for us, and some of us have never been able to do that. So tonight I want you to make a conscious decision to make some changes about your life. I want you to start thinking about creating the life that you want for yourself, the lifestyle that you want, defining your goals. And so you have to have plans, and you have to have goals, because there's power in the plan. And I talk to you about this all the time, and that's the name of my book, and I'm going to share it with you guys soon. But you have to write down what you want to do, where you want to go, and how you're going to accomplish the goals. Because if you continue to leave them in your thought process, that's just what there will be, a thought. Nothing concrete will ever happen. Nothing will change. And once you start thinking about making that plan, things are going to start happening. Then you have to identify the actions that you must take so that you'll be able to strive and survive in the decisions that you've made. You know, these things I didn't come up with on my own. I read a lot. It was a book that was by Tom Ferry, and I got so much of this information from him. And you visualize your life and what you want it to be. So I don't want you to think that I just came up with this on my own. We all need somebody to help us along the way. You can't do anything by yourself. And if you think that you can, then you're really fooling yourself. How do you visualize your life? What do you want it to be? Do you want it just to be simple and just laid back and whole, you know, humdrum? Do you want it to be that way? And if you do, of course, that's the way your life can be. But if you want some excitement in your life, if you want to make some changes, if you want to be that person who's going to actually step out of their comfort zone and to do something different, and if that is you, then by all means, you can do that. And I know that I'm giving you a lot to think about in this short period of time that I'm with you, but this is going to be your homework for this week, because we're going to come back next week and revisit this. I want you to think about who you are. Look at yourself, I mean, for truly, truly who you are. And I really want you to start thinking about what you want to do in your future. We can't change the past. We tell you this all the time. We can't go back and change anything. We can't rewrite the story. Of course, we can write books, and we can have different endings. We can have any ending that we want. But you now have the opportunity to design your best life, to make it what you want it to be, to look at who you are and create what you want your life to be like. So this is going to take some things from you, that you probably aren't used to doing. If you're not that kind of person, if you are that couch potato and you just made a conscious decision that you're going to do something different, then you're going to really have to step out of your comfort zone. You're really going to have to get you a journal or a notebook, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but something that you can write in, something you can't tear the pages out, because we have a tendency to not really be honest with ourselves. And when you start writing in your journal, I want you to write what you really feel. It is for you and your eyes only and the man above. You don't have to show it to anybody, but what I want you to do is just to really, really be honest with yourself. If you're not happy with some of your personal relationships, write it down. Who are you not pleased with in your life? Sometimes we know that somebody is not good for us, but we continue to hang on to them because we don't know how to get rid of them. But if you continue to walk in the path that is ordained for you, sometimes those people cannot go with you. Sometimes you're going to have to let go and let God do what he needs to do in your life so that you will be able to design your best life. The Lord, see, he's your orchestrator. He's already put the blueprint out. All you have to do is walk in it. But in order for something to change about you, you have to start doing something. Because, see, you can have knowledge, and you can know what you want to do. But if you don't take any action, then the knowledge that you have has no power. So tonight, I'm going to leave you with that. If you are a wise and faithful person and good to yourself, and you know who you are and you know your purpose in life, then, you know, you do for you. But if you're that person who does not know what you want, how you're going to get there, how you're going to achieve things that you're thinking about, you're the couch potato, you can't get it in gear, I want you to get up, get out of your comfort zone right now as you're listening to my voice. Go get pen and paper and begin to write down what you really want to do with your life. You have the ability to design whatever life you want. You have the ability to change anything that you want to change about who you are as an individual. You can't change others, only change yourself. I want to thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I will be back next Thursday to continue designing our lives. We want to be there to help you, to walk you through some of these steps, to get your creative juices flowing, and start to help you have your best life. So thank you so very much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. If you would like to contact me after the show, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. Or go to our website, issuesconcerningwomen.com. Send your email, icwdirector@gmail.com. I thank you so much for being with me tonight. I look forward to speaking with you on next week. I hope that you'll be able to do your homework. And I hope that you enjoy the journey. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Good night.